day. This is Race and Rage in Wilkinsburg. The Latin poet Horace once said, "Anger is a short madness." The media, like a flock of starlings fed full on the mulberry bush, has flown on to the next disaster, the next catastrophe, and the next story. What remains in the suburb of Wilkinsburg, near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is a vast psychic and emotional chasm of hatred, fear, and loss, stemming from the recent shootings of five white men, allegedly at the hands of a 38-year-old black man named Ronald Taylor. According to media accounts, Mr. Taylor erupted in anger at a maintenance man at his apartment, shot him, torched his own home, and then embarked on a one-man rampage that left five people wounded, three of them fatally. Almost immediately came reports that the man was a racist, insane, or both. The fast food form that media takes today issued pop psychological diagnoses that were quick, provocative, and ultimately unsatisfying. The race for speed often sacrifices depth and meaning, yet this is the defining characteristic of the contemporary media. Why did this carnage happen? I don't know. Is Mr. Taylor insane? I don't know that either. Mr. Taylor may hold the answer to the first question. The second may be answered after an examination by mental health professionals. No reporter can honestly make these determinations without taking the time to learn the answers, for they too don't know. These simplistic one-note fast food media McNuggets of misinformation provide a false sense of solace to those many gripped in fear and anxiety in the wake of the shootings. Why, he's crazy, some assert, and while the claim is calming, it answers nothing. Former Massachusetts prison official and psychiatrist Dr. James Gilligan noted in his book, Violence, Reflections on a National Epidemic, published in 1996, what actually provoked violence, and I quote, "I've yet to see a serious act of violence that was not provoked by the experience of feeling shamed and humiliated, disrespected and ridiculed, and did not represent an attempt to prevent or undo this loss of face, no matter how severe the punishment, even if it includes death. For we misunderstand these men at our peril if we do not realize they mean it literally when they say they would rather kill or mutilate others, be killed or mutilated themselves, than live without pride, dignity, and self-respect. They literally prefer death to dishonor," unquote. Does this reflect Mr. Taylor's inner life? We cannot now know, but Dr. Gilligan surely provides some valuable insights. For what is black life in contemporary America if not a constant exercise in humiliation? What did the acquittal of the four killer cops of Amadou Diallo mean except a collective communal loss of face? The right to walk a street, to drive a car, or even stand in one's doorway comes dangerously close to the commission of a capital crime in some U.S. cities. Again. What's up? Hold it.
Then you're not allowed to be talking to a radio station.
I'm not.